Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I just wanted to say this broader point. San Francisco 49ers, and I know Grandy's been harping on this show last night. He will again tonight. He has been for weeks on this show. And I think we're all in agreement. This feels more important than other drafts for the 49ers because they're turning the roster over. They let some guys go. They've got more holes than they have in recent years, and they're about to pay a quarterback, I think. But that's sort of what leads to my broader point. I'm feeling a little frustrated in this moment with the Niners' offseason process. And it's not just about this year. It's about where we've been. It's about Nick Bosa and Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams and all the others. And now here we are, and whether George Kittle accepts Diana Russini's report or not, whether he's actually not at the voluntary offseason program because of contract stuff, or if he's just chilling and wants a few more weeks with Claire or whatever the hell they got going on.
WrestleMania this past weekend.
No doubt. Like, I don't think there's a problem, but there's that combined with the fact that even though Brock showed up, that obviously to me means things are heading in a very good direction. Brock is playing this the way he's playing it. There's that side to it. But in general, Niners, I think you are repeatedly paying a we're waiting too long tax for whatever you're doing. You're paying a tax for waiting as long as you do. You are too deliberate. And it has been proven repeatedly. You waited with Brandon Ayuk. You paid. Okay, now is that going to happen with Brock? Probably not. You didn't have really an opportunity to do it much before now. And there's not anybody else this offseason that's going to break the bank in terms of quarterback. You could argue, though, that what Geno Smith got clearly states, well, you're definitely going north of 50 now with yep. Brock. That, but I think that that was probably happening anyway. You could argue that. But the one that stands out this offseason is George Kittle. Like, I don't know what you're going to pay him. I have full confidence that you will, but you waited until after the Cardinals paid Trey McBride and the price went up. So the Niners are stubborn. We know this, but another way to say stubborn is deliberate. And you keep waiting. You keep being the last team to do X, whatever that X is. And I just think you're paying a tax. And I don't know, man. It doesn't feel like that's working for you in a lot of these cases.
Was it two or three quarters? Maybe it was a game and change, but whatever it was, and then yeah, he got hurt. But
quick.
It took him some time to get into that zone, and you waited on Christian McCaffrey, and he came in with a double calf tendonitis, and then he ended up getting a knee injury, and you waited on Trent Williams, and he came in and didn't have a good year either. So I wonder at what point do you decide to change your approach? And right now I'm not that worried. I did think that the Brock Purdy would be done before the NFL draft started. And even if I skewed it to before the NFL draft finishes. It's not getting
not
done.
Not going to happen,
but he did show up, and so that tells me that they're not at an impasse and that Brock is not so mad that he's like, F you, Niners, I'm not showing up. For me, the fact that he showed up tells me that at least it's somewhat cordial.
I agree with you. I'd also add that, you know, when people go, like, they circumstantially think Brock will take, I mean, there are people still cruising around out here in this world who think he's going to take $33 million a year.
Right.
I know you. You're out there. I've talked to you. We all have. And that's not going to happen. I think that the reason there's people out there who think that, though, are because of the Brock Purdy story and circumstances. It's like, oh, you were Mr. Irrelevant, which means that at some juncture in your life within the last 4 years, the league didn't think you were that good. And even though you've come out and proven everyone wrong and been to multiple playoff appearances and won playoff games from behind and all the things that you've done, some people are still watching Brock through that lens. And I don't really think that it's relevant when it comes to dollars. I do think it's relevant when it comes to showing up for voluntary off-season workouts. I really do. I think Brock is looking at this going, okay, like, this team is really about to be given to me in a very firm way. We're already negotiating, and even on the low end of what's being discussed, they are about to hand the team over to me, Brock Purdy, and I would like to take care of that. And no one has told me that. That's just a belief. That's me reading the situation. I agree with what you said, too. I think talks are at least on the right track. But I also think there's a piece of it that's like, dude, I'm not going to get flippant with this opportunity now that it is finally being handed to me.
And I don't think that he would get flippant unless they were at a spot where he felt like that they were truly disrespecting him. And I'm looking at the Geno deal, and he signed 2 and 75, which is 37.5 a year. Sam Darnold signed for 3 and slightly over 100, which is 33.5 a year. So I do think that when Brock gets ready to put pen to paper, he's going to be north of Darnold. He'll be north of Geno. Will he be at a spot where he wants to reset the market? I don't think that that's the case, but eventually they're going to find a number. They're going to find the years, and hopefully it happens before OTAs, because voluntary workouts is fine. It's voluntary, and by him showing up, that tells the organization, yeah, I'm still into this, and I'm still into being your QB, but you get into OTAs and the real, like, you know, mandatory OTAs. Now if he doesn't have a contract and I'm Brock and it's, what, June?
Right.
Now it's a different story.
Totally. Totally agree. All right, the Niners are 9 picks away. We got a couple names who have already gone off the board here as round 2 is underway. Grandy, what's going on?
First pick in round 2 to the Cleveland Browns. Carson Sueschinger, linebacker out of UCLA. A lot of people identified him as maybe a target for the Niners since Dre Greenlaw left, so he's unavailable now. And then a guy that you guys chatted with Greg Cosell about, Houston, 34th overall, second pick of the second round, Jaden Higgins, wide receiver out of Iowa State, goes to Houston. And then most recently, the Seattle Seahawks are now on the clock. They have traded up into the very beginning here of the second round with the Tennessee Titans. So that Titans pick, 35th overall, now belongs to the Seahawks. They are on the clock.
Okay.
So yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hawks really want somebody, and they're going to jump up there and get him. The Jaden Higgins thing, I mean, look, I'm no expert on the Houston Texans, but I think that's a fascinating position for the Texans. Obviously, Stephon Diggs is no longer there. Nico Collins has become a star. He is flat out one of the top 10 receivers in the game for sure. Tank Dell with another really sort of ugly injury for the second year in a row in his career. So I don't know kind of where that's going from here, but that's interesting that Houston would use such a valuable pick on that position.
Right.
It's always felt like a position of strength the last couple of years.
But you laid it out and you lose Diggs and you've got Dell who's been hurt. And I'm just looking at ESPN and they're doing, through the draft, they're doing player comps. Jaden Higgins, do you know who his player comp is according to Matt Miller?
No.
Nico Collins.
No way.
Yeah. So you got Nico Collins, and then you just drafted Nico Collins.
Little Nico Collins.
Right. 6'4", 214. Well, so I just, when you were like laying it out about the Texans, and I was just clicking on it, and it's like Matt Miller's pro comp, Nico Collins. Dude. So maybe they agree with Matt Miller because Nico Collins, he's that dude.
Dude, he is
amazing.
Easily,
top 10 for sure.
And very, I think, underrated.
Yep.
When we have the conversation still about receivers around the league, partially because he's still kind of new. But Nico Collins is about as effective as they come. No, he's not Ja'Marr Chase. He's not Justin Jefferson. But he probably leads like the crew of who's next when it comes to young wide receivers in the game. I really like him.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.